We're talking about Abraham, the forerunner of the people of faith. Abraham is the father of the faithful, those who believe in God, those who live by faith and are led by the Spirit of God and by faith in His Word. When we study the lives of some of these old saints of God from times past, it may seem a little confusing to some people. The confusing thing could be that from one point of view, they live a jumbled life of inconsistencies, while from the other standpoint, they are exhibits of the boundless consistency of God. If we study the life of those saints of old in order to find what God is like, it's possible that we may wind up a little bit baffled. Whereas if we study God Himself, we shall find that He is manifesting His amazing consistency in the lives of some of our weakest and most feeble people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, God said to Abraham, "Get out from your country and from your kindred and your father's house unto a land that I will show you." God didn't tell him about this land. He said, "I'm going to show you." God didn't want to tell Abraham about this land. He wanted to show him this land. Can you imagine Sarah's response when Abraham told her that, "We are loading up everything, honey. We're on the move." And Sarah would ask, "Where are we going, Abe?" Abe would say, "You know as much about that as I do. I don't know where we're going." The wife would say, "Abe, that's foolish to just pack up everything we have and just leave here not knowing where we're going." Abraham no doubt responded, "Honey, God has spoken to me. He has told me that we were to be on the move and that He would show us the land where we are supposed to stop. Therefore, honey, you will know as soon as I know. When God has told me a place to stop and settle down, that's what we're going to do." Can you imagine you telling your wife, "Honey, pack the car and pack the kids. We're out of here." She may ask, "Where are we going?" And you'll say, "Honey, I don't know. I don't know where we're going, but in my heart and in my soul, I know God is telling me to get out of here. And that's what we're going to do. You can just color us gone because we are leaving this place." Actually, when we decide to take a trip, a road trip as it were, we want to know exactly where we're going. We'll get online and we'll look up the place where we intend to go. We'll find out all that we can about this place. And if we're moving there to live, we want to know the best neighborhoods in which to place our families. We want to know the best places to shop, the best restaurants to eat at, the best places for entertainment for our children. And above all, we want to know the climate. We want to know what the weather's going to be like in our new homeland. We even want to know if there's a place of worship where that we would feel comfortable in. We want to be able to listen to the best preachers and have a place that our family would feel at home. But Abraham left without any of this information. He didn't know where he would live. He didn't know the best neighborhoods to pitch his tent. He didn't know about the wrong neighborhoods that he should avoid. He didn't know about a place of worship. In fact, We find that when Abraham got to where God wanted him to be, he had to build his own place of worship. Abraham may have been in a place unfamiliar to him, but he was not going to be without a place of worship. When he got to the place where God wanted him, God came to him and said, "Abraham, this is the place that I'm going to give to your seed, to your children, and to your children's children." And when Abraham found out that this was indeed the place, the Bible says that he built an altar. He prepared a place to worship God right there, where he knew that God had given him. And after the worship, he moved on over on the other side of Bethel, between Bethel and the Salt Sea, looking for a place to pitch his tent. When he found the place that he was going to settle in, he prepared a place of worship. After he prepared a place of worship and worshiped God, the Bible said he pitched his tent. When you decide that you're going to worship God first, all of these things, Jesus said, would be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of the resources that you need will be added unto you. Seek him first. I would like for you to just look for a few moments at the place that he prepared to worship God. When he would go there from time to time to worship, to meditate, to talk to God, and allow God to speak to him, there was no one there to distract him. No one showed up to talk about their hunting trip or their four-wheeling escapades. There was no one there to distract him by telling him about the success of their children in their business adventures. He didn't go there to gossip about his neighbor or to pat somebody else on the back. He went there to worship God, to praise God. And if he got tired of standing, I believe he just drug up a rock. I'm sure he had some aching muscles and some tired bones. And when he got tired of standing, he just felt comfortable sitting down and talking to God. That's the way it can be in your place of worship. When you prepare a place to worship God, let it be a private place where no one is there to distract you or to get you started off on some other conversation. Have a place of worship where it's just you and God.